Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, September the 4th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in wherever you're located, all over this globe, hopefully millions. Usually we try to get out to about 20, 22 million people internationally with the call using the SAT team. SAT team's doing a great job of getting it out. So we're thrilled to have you, no matter where you're calling in from or listening from. So before we go to Sue, which should be another good teaching like we had on Tuesday night, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have gratitude, that we do bring our requests to you with gratitude. And we do believe that without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we come in faith. We come believing for not only this blessing to come through in due time, but other requests that people send in from time to time to the big call. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for all of the listeners, as we call them, Big Call Universe, on the big call. And thank you for giving us just a beautiful night and a great opportunity. Lord God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's coming down to it now. We're looking forward to another good teaching like we had on Tuesday. So let's see what it is you found for us tonight.
The theme this week is wisdom. And so I hope everybody enjoys this. And I'm going to dedicate it to all the wise beings that I know. Wisdom as she leads us into the unknown. Proverbs 3:13-18. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding. For her income is better than silver, and her revenue better than gold. She's more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. Stepping into the unknown with her guidance. The Bible paints wisdom as she, a living presence more valuable than gold, more precious than jewels. Her promise is not just knowledge, but a way of life marked by peace, pleasantness, and stability. When we face the unknown, our instinct is often to seek security in what we already know, our silver and gold. But Scripture says, don't cling to what glitters, cling to her. Stepping into the unknown is not about recklessness, it's about trust. Trust that wisdom is already holding out her hand, offering both strength, long life in her right hand, and fruitfulness, riches and honor in her left. To step forward in faith is to take her hand. At the end of the day, ask, what did I learn today? What did life teach me? Then add, how grateful am I for this lesson? Reflection turns experience into wisdom. Gratitude anchors it. Write down one repeated lesson you keep encountering. What is she trying to teach me that I keep missing? Holding her fast means refusing to let go until the insight becomes part of your foundation. When making a decision, ask, does this path feel like peace, like life-giving energy, or like striving? Wisdom ways are pleasant, not forced. If it feels frantic, step back. If it feels life-giving, move forward. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. That's beautiful, Sue. What a teaching. You know, it's appropriate that wisdom is spoken of as she, as the feminine. And it's also appropriate that there's strength in the right hand and jewels and precious metals and riches and wealth in the left hand. I just think it goes to show that wisdom is more precious than gold, silver, fine jewels. It is more precious. It's a beautiful, you know, it's a beautiful thing to have, to seek after. In fact, there was a Sunday school class at my last church before the one I'm in now. And I went through the various class names, and the demographics were all about the same. But there were five classes I could have chosen. And I went through the list on day one when I first visited church, and I saw wisdom seekers. And I thought, wisdom seekers? Yeah, because we all should be seeking after wisdom. And that's what I did. And I never deviated from that class in 17 years. So I just think it's something we don't really consider very often, but it's really a good idea, you know, to go after that, to seek after wisdom, and to, gosh, you know, I look at it like sometimes if we do have wisdom, we look at it like precious metals or pearls of wisdom. We've all heard that expression before, pearls of wisdom. And we think, you know, and then the Bible says, don't cast your pearls before swine. In other words, make sure that you use your wisdom wisely and don't just throw it out anywhere, you know, to be heard of men, let's just call it that. But, you know, keep it for what it was designed for. You know, use it wisely. That's interesting, isn't it? Use wisdom wisely. Because we have that opportunity. You know, sometimes some people can't receive what it is we know. Look at how many people can't receive what we know about currencies and the RV happening and the med beds and technology like, you know, the free energy that's coming and replicators and all of this technology that is really right there. But a lot of people haven't heard of it yet. They've just not. Sue and I talk all the time about why don't people know? Why don't people know this stuff? It can be a range of things. Right, Sue? And we go back and forth, and my explanation is they're not seeking after it. They're too busy in their lives doing other things, and they've never heard of it. They've not been exposed to it before. Now, we on the Big Call, you guys in Big Call Universe have been exposed to a lot of information about currencies, about the RV, about the quantum account, everything that we kind of need to know to go into the redemption centers. And people that are not involved in it and don't listen to the Big Call have no clue about it. It'll just go right over their heads. And I think that is what it is. You know, as people say, it's just the way it is. And sometimes, you know, Sue, I'm sure, shakes her head when people are not as curious and they don't dedicate the time to learn new things. Sue is the front runner on that. Curiosity, learning new things, being on the leading edge of everything, really, technology and everything else. And when we spend time and listen to things together, it's edifying to both of us to hear what's coming, what's out there, what's exposed. And that's kind of what I got out of this teaching. I know it took it in a little different direction, but I just think that seeking after wisdom is something that we should really be all in favor of and working toward, you know, in our lives. So thank you, Sue. That was a really good teaching, part two of the wisdom teaching of last Tuesday. So tell me, Bob, you seek after wisdom continually, and you have a lot of wisdom, and you bring it to us. Usually it's in the form of health or supplementation, or it could be anything, though. You know, we try not to. I try not to keep you in any particular box, because you certainly are able to go into a lot of depth in a lot of different areas. So tell us, what did you think of this teaching, Bob, and what did it say to you?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. I really enjoyed this. That was really, really good. And I'm going to call it the Wisdom Chronicles Part 2.
Yeah,
we'll be able to refer back to it if we have a catchy name.
That's good, Bob.
It was really great. What I was doing, Sue, while you were talking and Bruce was talking, I just kind of sat quietly and just held my hands out in front of me with my palms up and tried to imagine that I could feel the energy of wisdom. And it felt like it had substance, like there was somebody or something there that was this wisdom.
That's so cool.
And I was like, what does it feel like? And I started to feel this energy of peacefulness first. It was like there's wisdom available for us in this field, but it was being presented in a very peaceful way, very calm, and very loving. It was like I could feel the wisdom loving the world and loving all the people
right.
in the world.
That's so beautiful.
It was like this, and it was a giving. It was a very, very giving energy, like holding out a hand with an apple in it, as you know. Here's this gift, right? But it was a giving without ceasing. There was never an end to it. It wasn't like it was turned on and off. It was always there. Whenever you opened your eyes or closed your eyes and tuned into it, it was always there, but at the same time, it wasn't overwhelming. It was just beautifully calm and perfect, right? And it started to make me think, like, if I was to be perceived as wise and I was with another person, What would the wisdom advise me to do? And I started thinking about NVC, nonviolent communication. And I said, a wise person would be really good at listening. So you have to go back in your wisdom archives about what it means to be a good listener, according to Marshall Rosenberg, who wrote the book. Right, and that listening is more than just hearing with your ears. It's paying complete attention, where it's this focus, it's an unwavering focus on the other person and what it is that they're giving off as energy, what kind of feelings are they expressing, And as the listening comes to an end, because the person's concluding their comment, their expression, that's the time to pause before you say anything else. Allow for a pause and allow for the wisdom energy to come through you to guide you. And with a specific request to guide you in regard to identifying the feelings of the person you're speaking to and being able to express to them what you think it is that they're feeling. And with that pause, you might make a very accurate guess, and you can express that to the person. And if they say, yeah, that's exactly what I was feeling, great. But oftentimes it'd be like, yeah, I was feeling that, but also I was feeling this. And that's the time to really listen to that second feeling, because quite often that's the core of the matter. And you can reflect it back and say, well, tell me more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And as this begins to blossom, you then can begin to identify with another pause and a tuning into wisdom as to what that person might need. What could you say that would help them to clarify what they think they need or what you think they need, and you're just continuing the conversation? And with that pause, you might find you're very accurate in saying, geez, with this feeling you have, it seems maybe you need this. And the person then, of course, can comment, yes or no, yes and, yes but. And in this way, you get to be a very helpful person. You get to be a person that's having a conversation that's more than just, you know, who's going to be in the World Series in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a chance to express requests of each other that are reasonable requests and something that can actually be done. And before that request is formulated, is expressed, that's the time for another pause and to ask the field, to ask for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
What might I suggest this person request, or what might I request in order for for it to be very helpful, and most importantly, for this person I'm speaking with to feel very valued, very loved, very heard, and very supported. And with wisdom helping each step of the way, it could really, really amplify your skill using the Offner technique, OFNR, observe feelings, needs, and requests. And it just felt to me, when you were speaking, Sue, how much better Marshall Rosenberg's technique could be if you were to pause at each step and invite the wisdom in.
Wow, Bob.
Wow, Bob.
That's profound.
That was so beautiful. Yes.
That's profound, Bob. It really did speak to me. And, you know, Sue, what Bob suggested really, I think, was a beautiful way to become a good listener and to hold a proper conversation, you know, by taking a pause and then asking the right questions back and letting wisdom fill in the gap that he talked about. That's really pretty profound, I think, Bob. I like that a lot. Sue, what did you think when this teaching came together for you? What did it what did it say to you, and how do you feel about it, really?
I'm wondering what the audience is thinking of it, because it's not same old, same old. And we're obviously stepping into what I loved about what Bob said is it's stepping into attuned connection, like a connection that is actually, you know, tuned into wisdom and is there for a purpose to have loving connection. I mean, that is more valuable than gold and silver and rushing around. And it's usually when we slow down and our brain waves are more relaxed and we can really be present to someone that wisdom arrives, because she's saying, I want to be there with you. And I want to be known. I want to be known through the two of us. And Bob, when you were speaking, this is so fascinating. It's like a post-mortem fascination. I had a friend, you know, who I'm going to talk about, Bruce. And there was a time when he said, what the hell is your name? Like that. In an email. And I wrote back and I said, and this is when wisdom happens too. And some people have known this about me. I wrote back and I said, you know, I really appreciate how it must be whatever, whatever. And I said, but please just know this. I appreciate when we can make a request without it having like the spark of reaction in it. And like, I just had to be so gentle with letting, and that's the nonviolent part. But I think we're coming into a time when being able to really hear that reactivity, which is a form of releasing, I think, releasing frustration, releasing impatience, releasing excess energy. We're coming into a time when, with tools like nonviolent communication, with slowing down and doing meditations like we did in my class just now, we can train our nervous systems to reach out our hand, that was so beautiful, Bob, and touch the energy of love, the energy of connection, focusing on twin hearts. So my heart, Bruce's heart, Bob's heart, and all the hearts of the big call are here to move into something a little deeper than just an intellectual discussion on scripture. We're moving into the skills, the embodiment, the energy, the qualia, the feeling, the tone. Not something up in your head, something you can embody. So I loved it, and I'll just close with this. Does this path feel like peace? Like life-giving energy, or like striving? What is she trying to teach me? And how can I apply it? Thank you both for a wonderful discussion.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Remember that sigh, Sue, that big sigh?
Yes. Andrew Huberman, it's called the something sigh. Help me out, Bob. What sigh is it? It's two breaths in and an extra long. It's the number one anti-stress measure. I just can't remember the title for it. Okay.
That's and it. Sometimes you can say ah after it, right, Sue? Ah.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. That was a nice way to start our call tonight, I think. Beautiful.
I know.
Got us all thinking and participating and how we receive that teaching. So I thought
recalibrating.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay. Well, let's see what we can find in the way of prayer and praise tonight, Sue. And I have a prayer request that I'd like to do.
Okay.
And I can do that while you're looking at some stuff.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have a situation. A friend of a friend who's a good friend of the big call had an accident a couple of days ago where he was T-boned by a high rate of speed vehicle going between 60 and 70 miles an hour. And as a result, it put him in the ICU in the hospital, and such that today they thought he might not make it through the night. Broken neck, all kinds of broken bones, messed up, really messed up. And I suggested the concept of, well, why don't we see if they can put him into an induced coma so that they can monitor him and keep him more or less in a self-induced comatose state and see if we get the RV and then med beds, we can get him into the med bed after the RV. And that was exactly what one of the surgeons who happens to be also a friend was thinking the same thing. And so I felt good that we were on the same page and were able to get that happening. And I just think it's important for us to keep this in mind. I mean, this is a true, it's going to require a real miracle. But God is still in the miracle business. Absolutely. Remember Jesus said, when asked, you know, what to do in a situation about casting out demons and all that, he said, only believe. So that's where faith comes in. So I'm not going to ask anybody out there in Big Call Universe that has the faith to believe along with us, Bob, Sue, and myself, for a miraculous healing to take place. His name is Max, and we're just going to believe for him to recover in due time, fully, completely recover, and be totally healed, whether it requires a med bed or not, whether it just requires him going through whatever situations he needs to go through. But I think the induced coma will keep him living for a while, for quite a while. And we're just going to believe that, that something miraculous can happen for him. So I'm believing that. Anybody else on the big call that hears that, that wants to add their faith to mine, let's do it. Lord God, we just speak healing to Max. It was a horrendous accident, no fault of his own. Totally T-boned by somebody with DWI, driving while intoxicated. And we just know that you are still a God of miracles, and we're speaking a miracle over Max, that he could come out of this completely and utterly healed and restored. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And thanks, everybody, for adding your faith to mine. Sue, anything else that we have in the way of prayer requests or praise reports?
We have a few. Oops, wrong one. Where are you, Pastor Scott? I knew you were here. Hold
Pastor
on a second.
Scott. Okay.
I know, I just saw it. I had him pulled up. I think, gosh, this is working. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I praise tonight all the Christ followers in this world. As humanitarians, we get the blessing to move a new paradigm to affect humanity, getting the opportunity to be the change, not make it. My prayer, if you all, of all you Christ followers, is be the change. Be a great steward of this blessing. Much love to you all across the globe. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. That's nice, Pastor Scott.
That's good, Pastor Scott. Yeah, we're change makers. We're agents of change. Agents of change. That's right.
Where was I going here? And then we're going to pray for a dear friend of mine. I wonder if she's listening. Her husband and she have been exposed to toxic chemicals, like radioactive kinds of chemicals. And she gets ill from it every once in a while. So let's please pray for Ms. M. and Mr. D. We're praying for you, and we love you, and we see that whatever this toxicity is, it's been interfering, and that you confronted out of whatever, we see it cleared in the light of Christ. We see you in the med beds. We see you being the victory of your great and beautiful and extraordinary spirits, just being able to look back at this and saying, we were strong enough to overcome everything. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen.
Amen.
Is there anybody else that needs a prayer? I don't think so. And now we're going to go to Jeannie.
Okay.
Thanks. Where is that? This is, I was thinking about the wisdom. What would you do if, like, on a Thursday and I had to teach a class, I couldn't do it? We just let Bob do it. I'm thinking of reframing. I know. I love to torture Bruce with that thought.
What, of you not being on the call?
Oh, I'm just it's just a lot to go from a big call to pulling up my things here. Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I'm looking for Genia. Hold on. Bear with me, everybody. Here we go. Stop worrying and bring your worries and concerns to God. Ask your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be shaken. Psalm 55:22. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our prayers, concerns, burdens, worries, and giving us peace in our hearts. Overcome worry through faith. Pray and meditate. Engage in worship and praise. Practice gratitude. Today, we're praying for all our leaders on the big call, and are thankful and grateful for all they've done and continue to do. Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott, Larry, Doug, I love you being there, Doug, and for everyone working behind the scenes, also for the millions of listeners 2 times a week. Heavenly Father, please help us with all our struggles that we're going through daily, with health, finances, extreme weather conditions, wars, and negative news, people and unbelievers for this RV, Social Security increases, R&R, dividend, sex, but especially med beds that most of us need. We pray for peace in this world and for the RV blessing, the 800 number, to be provided to us very soon. Please give us strength and hope to persevere and continue to keep the faith. We pray and hope all this comes to fruition this month in September 2025. Blessings and peace to all on this call. everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. Through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
That.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Is our prayer request for tonight.
Yep. That's quite a bit. Thank you. Yeah, that was a lot. Thank you, Jeannie, for that. And Sue, thank you for bringing that out so well. It's just, you know, it's on all of our minds. And we're not going to worry about anything. We're not going to worry about tomorrow because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. So we're just going to deal with this one day at a time like we've been doing. And Jesus said, cast your cares on him for he cares for you. And that's what we do. So if we don't have an easy answer to something, we toss it over to Jesus. He said, I'll take it. I'll take it. Let me run with it. And the Holy Spirit will inform you on what your part will be in it all. Sue, that was wonderful. Thank you for that. Now, what do you think you want to tell us tonight, sweet? Sue, what do you want to tell us about your class, if anything, which is not a class, actually. It was an activation, not a class two. Or is there more, is there something else?
Well, isn't that a wonder-filled introduction, nice and open? Thank you.
Expanded, Sue. It's all about expansion.
It is expanded. It is expanded. We had an amazing kickoff for Not a Class 2. And I'm going to introduce somebody said, only you could invite people to a hootagoggy hootenanny.
Hootagoggy, like
if
that.
You missed it, I know. Hootagoggy is a self-directed learning adventure. Hootagoggy, Hutagoggy. I just love that. Thank you, whoever sent that. I'm going to start with asking everybody to get their pen out because this is some pretty big stuff in a simple, short little segment. And that is this word called the metacognitive edge. M-E-T-A, cognitive edge. And metacognition is your mind and your self-discipline to think about your thinking. And it's being talked a lot about in leadership circles that we need leaders that can quiet their mind, go to wisdom, not be reactive, and think about their thinking. So in our classes, what we do is we, you know, go over, today's class was about, I'm not going to go into the structure of it, but it was about setting up your infrastructure and then taking a look at the impact of different technologies is the way I'm going to say it. And one of the things that most people don't know about is there's a thing called prospection. So perception is your brain's processing of the present moment. It's like what you're aware of. It's reacting to the present moment, what you see, what you hear. Prospection, which is a part of metacognition, is your brain's ability to simulate and anticipate the future. To imagine, to forecast, to emotionally rehearse what could happen next. So we do a lot of training so that
instead of the leaders that are always reacting and just, you know, being in a stress response, we're trying to create wise leaders, leaders that are leading from nonviolent communication, mindfulness, thoughtfulness, strategic foresight, things like that. And I'm going to read you how a person responds to that approach that's in the MedBed 100. So you did the class. Now you're going to hear what music, this is where we're coming from, music, scientifically designed, frequency-based, and strategic foresight and insight can do when you're considering a new technology, a new class, anything new. So I'm going to read this. Dear Sue and the Integrated Minds team, I so enjoyed the lessons. The meditations were phenomenal. It began teaching me how to relax and always envisioning myself as the new person with the adaptations and additions selected from the list. This is very important. People don't realize how significant the context and environment around them is going to be and how they can bring back what they want their new identity to be, and that's in the MedBed 100. Only after the meditations and lessons did I realize the value of those exercises. And then she realized that it had been erased. The lessons themselves, the hour lessons and the meditations, are incredibly valuable. It prepares one's mind to not look at this as a change, but more of being the you that you choose to be. After having that opportunity of insight, there was far more to this than meets the eye, let alone spoken. It helped me to review these selections and the option list, should I say, in a far different light. Really, these are the new skills of the new leaders that I deeply, passionately care about, is to reframe what is possible for each individual, for their ability to connect and lead with foresight, and to give them the opportunity to make wise decisions. I'm very excited and taking this very seriously. I do suggest everyone take full advantage and take it seriously, putting much thought into it. The teaching of relaxing your mind is probably optimal, and having the right automatic conditioned response will be very optimal. I thank you, Sue, and everyone for doing such a fantastic job. So, however you want to approach it, what we've done with the MedBed 100 program is to try to give you a comprehensive immersion into how to reflect. Remember how wisdom is about reflection. Most people don't ever reflect. Who do I want to be? What is it that my body is asking me to heal? Those are your dire needs. So what we're doing is we're letting everyone know that you can send us an email tonight for the MedBed 100. And what we care about in the MedBed 100 is that everybody that's thinking about going into the MedBeds are doing it very consciously with a holistic and very self-directed approach. And this is coming from access to, I would say, individuals who have, number one, witnessed the MedBed And number two, are facilitating the military rollout of it in the United States. So it has a lot of credibility and clout, and it's structured so that you can take that and you can internalize it and you can self-direct what you want to experience aligned with the military's intention for your optimal well-being and ultimately your optimal service to the planet. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, send us an email if this is ringing and sounding life-giving to you. Keep these themes rolling. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MB100, put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal. I'm teaching a class, and I'm getting more and more single, keeping my eye single. So when I'm teaching a class, I'm teaching a class because it takes a lot of focus to do that. And probably on Sunday I'll start getting to them, but I'll really get going on them on Monday. And it says it in our outgoing message. But if you want, you're listening to this message and you're like, oh, I really want that. Do it now. Send us an email. And then you get it off your chest and just wait for us to get back to you. That's how we're doing it. So MedBed 100, let me see if I can give you anything that would be really valuable. I would reflect on what did you learn from being on this call today? What did you learn about yourself? How you're reacting to the call? Are you feeling like there's a sense of flow and connection? And are you feeling the future arrive a little bit? I don't think you could get this frequency out in just your everyday environment. What we've talked about, how we're talking about it, I think you're witnessing something pretty unique. And then you must say, wow, I must be unique because I'm aligned with this. So think about what you've received. Reflect on the kind of sparkling wisdom that is trying to brush your cheek or hold your hand. The comments by Bruce, the comments by Bob, and how we're all together to create a better world. And if you want the med beds, so be it. And I just want to thank the people of Divinity, the pod, for their incredible heart and spirit to be in, I think this is our 215th class, and that is a lot of dedication. Not that everybody's been on each class, but it's a lot of training spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically to create a new world. So I want to honor them for doing that. And that's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I think that more and more people will see the wisdom in owning the MedBed 100 and what it would do for them in preparation for the interview process for the MedBeds and everything else that's included in that. So I'll mention it again in my segment for you.
Thank you.
And so you may have three. You may have one.
Wait, for my segment. Let me close this out, Bob. I'll do this really quick. Okay. So I got to set this up.
All right.
If you are a person who likes adventure, doesn't want a super toxic drinking, all the typical, you know, I don't even need to say what they are, and you want to watch something so thrilling, if you like things like, you know, all the adventure kind of thrill action movies, I got to watch and told Bruce to watch. I'm going to hand it over to you in a second, Bruce. The Formula One movie with our 10-year sober, 9-year sober Brad Pitt
And here's why you might want to watch it. It is so thrilling. Two, it's incredible on team building. You're going to feel like you're watching your humanitarian project team. If I was watching it, I'd be thinking, oh, I want a team like these people. They stick together and they do incredibly hard things and they have incredible victories and they come out across, you know, against all odds. If you want an action-packed, emotional thrill, fast car driving movie, it's expensive, $19 to watch, or you can own it. I give it a 10.5 out of 10.
Sue
okay,
really
take it over,
please.
I
okay.
really love the movie.
Sue really
but
liked
I'm a driver.
It. The movie is known.
I drive.
She's a yeah. driver. The movie is known as F1 for Formula One. F1. It's on Prime, Amazon Prime. It's $19 to rent it
yep.
and $24 to own it. I'm just
so
telling
good.
You up front, that's what it costs. But it's a good movie. I watched it this afternoon amidst interruptions here and there, but I got through it all. And yeah, it was stimulating. It was cool. And I bought it so that when I have new eyes, I can watch it again. So I owned it so I could rewatch it and enjoy it more the next time probably than I did this time. But yeah, it was excellent. And of course, no women like Brad Pitt, of course. So that's, yes, he's a hottie.
It's the theme. It's not
it's
about
the
that.
Theme.
To me,
it's not about him.
It's got humanitarian written all over it, like really doing, it's high stakes is what it, if I were to give it one word, yeah. It's high stakes team and coming up against all odds. And it makes me think of everybody on this call, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Okay, thank
it.
You. Yeah, it's a cool movie. Check it out if you have Amazon Prime. You probably know about it already, but it's F1, standing for Formula One, F1. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Nice little promo for the movie there.
Maybe Bob will call me.
Maybe Bob will call you? What
Brad.
About?
Brad.
Oh, maybe Brad will call you. I thought you said Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
I can dream,
maybe
can
Bob.
I?
That's right. You can dream. Yeah, Brad. Brad Pitt. Yep. Maybe he will. We can encourage him. If anybody knows Brad, we can get him on. And, we got enough people on the big call that somebody has to know him. All right.
I know.
Yeah.
I think he's probably listening
Brad.
To the big call.
You think that is? He could be. He could be. You never know. It's so funny. When President Trump's first term, was in play, we had 16 departments of his administration that were actual listeners to the big call, which I thought was pretty cool. Now I don't know. I mean, I know that a lot of people in the administration and the cabinet know about us and know about the call and all of that. So who knows? Maybe somebody give Brad a call and get him to me, and then I'll figure a way to connect him with Sue. But anyway, Bob, Sue talked about wisdom. You did a great job on that. Part of the teaching, and yet we've got so much that we can talk about when it comes to nutrition, health, everything, exercise, sleep, water, breathing. All of these things are so important to our health. But we do have probably new testimonials that you might want to bring to us, and any update if there is one on the sale that we had that was going great guns. So let me turn it over to you, Bob, for whatever you feel like we need to know.
Thank you, Bruce. And, we have both. We have some testimonials, and mm-hmm. we also have some new sales.
Cool.
So I'll tell you about the new sales first. It's the first thing that we put on sale was Z-Lite. This is the first time we've ever put Z-Lite on sale.
Right.
And not even really sure why. It was Larry's idea. He just said, you know, we've never had Z-Lite on sale. Why don't we do that so more people can experience it?
Okay.
So that's what we did. And Z-Lite is a very special type of product for detoxifying your heavy metals. And they no longer have to be yours. You can give them away to this honeycomb-shaped molecule that is Z-Lite, and you can let them pass right out of your body and disown them. And so Z-Lite's the kind of thing that you have to take slowly because you don't want to detoxify your heavy metals too fast. And so you just take one drop. This comes with a dropper. It's in a bottle, about an ounce of liquid. And you put one drop. You can put it right on your tongue, or you can put it in water and drink it. And you can then increase the next day to two drops, and then three, four, five, and go all the way up to 10 over the course of 10 days, and then continue taking 10 drops. And what happens is you begin to start to release heavy metals from your body, and sometimes you'll notice it where your urine might turn a darker color as the heavy metals are coming out. And you want to be careful that if you're real sensitive to it and you take one drop and you start to feel sick, it means you're detoxing too fast. And so you stop, don't take it for a couple more days, and then put some in a glass of water and just take a couple sips of the water. And the next day, take a couple of more sips, and you'll be able to do it, you know, ease into it that way. So, really good product. It's $20 off, and it's in very limited supply. We're going to be ordering some more, but you can only get one at that price and only while supplies last. And then you're going to have to, we're going to have to stop the sale and maybe put it back on sale when we get more in. We have to get it from Canada. Then we have a couple of combo packs that we put on sale. One we are calling the Pro Enzyme Pack. The Pro Enzyme Pack is really cool. It's got our premium probiotics and digestive enzymes. And we marked it down by about almost $40. It, normally $90, and we marked it down to $54. And this is a really good combination, the digestive enzymes. Will help digest your food in your stomach. The probiotics help with your whole alimentary canal, meaning your mouth and your throat and your stomach and your intestines all benefit from that product. And when you use them both together, it's really, really helpful. The other is a pack we call the Calm Down Combo. And it is ashwagandha with turmeric. And both of these compounds have been shown for many centuries to help people manage stress. But they also help to reduce inflammation and help with your adrenal glands. And you can get this for the same price, $54. Regularly would have been $85, and those combos you can get right now. And on those particular ones, Bruce, there's no limit. If you have the products you really want, you can buy a bunch of it. Okay. Now another the last thing is this, and for this one, at least for the moment, people will have to call in to get help with this, because we just started working on it today. And what it is, you know how we had the heirloom barley trial size on sale, Bruce?
Yeah.
Well, now we're going to do it with the gladiator barley, but this time it's a 50% off sale for the trial size Gladiator Barley. And
okay.
But just for now, people have to call in to be able to get help to get that. It's a little tricky to get it up and going on the website. We want people to be able to get it, but we're still working on that part. You know, the websites are funny. You can do certain types of discounts for certain products, but not with others. And so we're going to do our best with that one. So those are what's
so the Gladiator Barley. Yeah, Bob, so the Gladiator Barley and the trial size is the same trial size as the heirloom, but is it the same price? Can you get it for 20?
No, it's 50% off, which is like
50 off.
$23 or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Okay, and that's the trial size of Gladiator Barley. And then what about the full-size canister of Gladiator Barley? Is that on sale as well?
No.
No, it is not. Okay. This is trial size. Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. So you have to call in to get that one. Right.
Yeah. Just call and talk to Stephanie or Lucy and get some help, and they'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Good. Very good.
So, and you were right about getting some testimonials. We did.
Oh, good.
And the first one is about the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. And this lady wrote in that says, I love this combination. My mom is 96 years young, and she enjoys the benefits of awesome product. Thank you.
Good. Good for her.
Yeah, 96.
Really cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Really.
Another one about the same dynamic combo, talking how it tastes really great. And how much energy this person is getting.
Mm-hmm.
This is a testimonial about Myotrol. It came in yesterday. It says, I definitely feel stronger after 1 month of use.
Oh, cool.
And this one came in also about Myotrol. This is a lady who wrote this. This is really cool. She said, 4 days into using Myotrol, I was doing yard work. I have 2 acres, so I was doing quite a bit of brush cleanup and weeding. I was carrying a heavy tarp into the woods, and I could tell that my muscle strength was much stronger, and I had a lot of energy. I was actually quite surprised. I could feel so quickly that my muscles were stronger. I do exercise regularly, and I've now recommended this product to 5 people already.
That's great. That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, and that's the testimonials. And then I'll just tell you this. I was looking at this study that came out. And it was about vitamin D. And this was a study that was published in a medical journal at Harvard University. And so it was very surprising to me because they're talking about vitamin D and they were talking about how it was actually helping. So it's very, very rare that you will get a school like this to actually admit that any type of a vitamin or mineral is actually good for you. So this is a study that says basically they did a study with 1,000 people. And it was, and the study went for 4 years. And they were doing this to check on how well vitamin D did in helping to prevent the shortening of telomeres. So telomeres are these little tails that are on the end of your chromosomes, and as you age, they shorten. And when they get too short, you die of old age.
Yep.
And so they decided they wanted to see if vitamin D would keep your telomeres longer, and lo and behold, it did. The experimental group had their telomeres shortened at only half as much as the placebo group. Now, that's just absolutely huge, right? Because this is one of the main biomarkers of your health and wellness, is how fast are your telomeres shortening. And you can tell pretty easily how long somebody is going to live if you know the length of their telomeres.
Right.
And to find out that vitamin D slows it down by 50%. Can you believe that?
It's great news.
So, yeah. And so that was really good news. What they used as a dose was 2,000 international units.
Okay.
Now, for the average person, if they take 2,000 international units, it'll raise their blood level to somewhere around 35. And they go into talking about what the blood level should be and how much vitamin D people should take. And they say, well, there's lots and lots of controversy about this, and that there are, you know, some associations that will recommend, you know, how much you should take, including, get a load of this, the National Academy of Medicine recommends you take 600 international units a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, but very generously, if you're over 70, you better take 800, right? Now, this study was using 2,000. We know that that number, which they don't mention anything about in this study, what the people's blood level came up to, but I can tell you, we know that it would probably bring it up to about 35. And we also know that the minimum that you want to have your blood level at is 70.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't say anything here about what else vitamin D helps with, right? How about the fact that it activates 25% of your entire genome, right? And then they have these doctors talking about, oh, well, you don't want to take too much. It'll be really bad for you. You know, if you just take 1,000 or 2,000 IUs, you know, each day, you'll be more than healthy enough. And, oh, by the way, get a load of this. This one doctor says, if you go for a walk every day for about 15 minutes, you'll get enough vitamin D from the sun so that you won't need to take any vitamin D pills, right? And what the real truth of the matter is that if you're in the right state or the right country during the right month and you go out in the full noonday sun for a whole hour without your shirt on, then you'll get enough vitamin D from the sun. But even in Florida, there's about 5 months out of the year where you can't get enough vitamin D from the sun.
How about that? You still have to supplement.
The sun is still too low in the sky, and it's being filtered by a wide swath of the atmosphere because of the tilt.
Right.
And there are elaborate charts, Bruce, about where you are compared to the equator, what month of the year, how long you need to be in the sun for in the noonday sun with no shirt on to get enough vitamin D. And there's very few places in the world where you can get enough vitamin D from the sun. It's just not, you know, that's such old school, old wives' tales. And, you know, they say that the medical textbooks of today are out of date, and 50% of what's taught in medical school is actually wrong, right? And
yep.
this is a shining example of that, right? Where
yes.
what these people learned in their medical textbook was absolutely wrong. And, you know, some people will say, you follow along with that type of advice, it's a catastrophe waiting to happen. Well, in this case, taking 1,000 IUs of vitamin D and going into the sun for 50, put your shirt on, is a catastrophe waiting to happen. And
mm-hmm.
so that you want to get your vitamin D level up to 70, and if you're not out in the sun with your shirt off, you're going to probably need to take between 5,000 and 10,000 IUs per day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what that study was about. I was shocked and amazed to see that this study was being done was conducted, right, and was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Right? This is a
wow.
medical journal. It actually published a study that showed that vitamin D was helpful. Right? And which is really good information, and then they conclude the article with all this lousy advice, right? And so, anyway, before I start ranting, that's the end of my segment for tonight.
Okay, Bob. Well, that is so cool, Bob. I remember, you know, I was walking quite a bit outside, about 2 miles, without a shirt, and if it was 60 degrees or more, I'd do it that way. And you remember when I told you my vitamin C level was a 98, and I was taking two of the D3s, and you said, well, why don't you back off to one? Just take one.
Yep.
Because you thought 98 might be a little high. I felt like it was okay to be at that high, but certainly 70 plus is where I've been for a long time. Now, I don't know where I am right
yeah.
now because we haven't, I don't know where we tested for that or not the last time. But yeah, it's just, it's a great thing. And Bob, is there anything else? I seem to remember one of our other products also helps to lengthen telomeres or not allow them to become shorter. What else is it that we've got? Yeah. Isn't there something else?
Yeah. So it's been known for a long time that resveratrol helps with that.
Oh, and okay.
And so there are a bunch of studies about resveratrol helping
yep.
with your telomeres.
Cool. Well, just something to think about. I love the vitamin D. We can increase it. The telomere length by 50%. Compared to the placebo. And so everybody needs to make sure you're getting the vitamin D3. And it's very inexpensive too, isn't it, Bob? It's one of our least expensive products, if I remember right.
Yep.
Well, that would be a really good idea. Well, Bob, this is cool. We've got 3 new sales, plus some of the other sales. Are the other sales still good for right now, Bob? Are they still good to go?
No, we took those down.
Okay.
They kind of ran their course. I think everybody that wanted to take advantage of it already did. So it's time for some new stuff.
Okay. I like these two. These are good. I like these combo packs. And to get to the website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on our landing page, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. Just click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's site. Go right in, take a look at the various products that are there, and pull down the on sale tab, and you'll be able to see what's on sale. And then you can just learn about these various products with the product descriptions And then you can also go down to the footer of the page and catch quite a bit of information. Podcasts, YouTube archives. You can learn all kinds of cool stuff. And get to see the testimonials, maybe the testimonial pics as well. And that's pretty cool. So do that. Now, to get the trial size of the Gladiator Barley, that requires a phone call. So the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of that. Let them know you're a listener to the Big Call or you're with Big Call Universe, and they'll take good care of you because they really do a wonderful job with customer support. And then, of course, they may, if they're tied up, they may say just leave your name and phone number. Do that, and they'll call you right back. I've done it several times, and Stephanie calls me right back, and then I can get an order in real quickly. That's how we do it. So keep that in mind. You've got the number. You know how to get to the website. And Bob always brings it. He really does bring it. He brings the testimonials and, you know, sales. And now there's an opportunity to save even more. So let's do this. Let's get off of this for right now. Let's get into the intel. This is going to be a short segment. Why so short? Because almost all of our sources are clammed up. Everybody's under a new NDA or a gag order, or they just aren't really bringing it. We've got a little bit of information, but it's not a whole lot different than what we had on Tuesday night. What we're hearing about Nisara and Jisara is that it should kick off this weekend. Now, what does it look like when it kicks off? The only thing I can think of is that either Scott Bessent or President Trump or both will get on and make an announcement about our new currency, the USN. I mean, that seems to be the most important thing that is relevant to for us in Nisara to get us started. There's a lot more, obviously, in Nisara that'll show up. But I think if it does kick off, today's Thursday, if we do get something Saturday or Sunday, that would be great. Now, in addition, Saturday and Sunday is what we're hearing will be the Forex revealing on the front screens, the main trading screens, the Iraqi dinar. Because remember, it's been traded on the international or the Iraqi Stock Exchange, the ISX, for a while now, but it's only been on the back screens of Forex. And you probably have to have a certain code to be able to get in there and see it on the back screen. Well, we need to have it come front and center on the front screens, and hopefully that occurs over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. We talk a lot of times about the Doge payments. They are still supposed to start in this first week of September. Today's the 4th. We've got another 3 days to go. Could that happen over the weekend? We're still hearing it's supposed to kick off over the weekend, the first week of September. Same thing with the tariff rebate checks. Those are also supposed to kick off around the same time. The R&R for us that are exchanging is going to be at the Redemption Center. And I don't know how soon it's going to come out for anybody that doesn't have currency, but it'll come out and they'll probably let us know somehow on that. And it would probably be, for most people, a direct deposit into your bank account. Social Security increases are again supposed to occur in this month of September. And I did not find out whether the first week Social Security people on the first Wednesday, which was yesterday, whether they did get an increase or not. And even if they did not, it looks like they should get an increase before the end of this month. At least that's what we're being told from our Social Security contact. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see. As far as our timing, remember Tuesday I told you I was hearing between Thursday, which is tonight, and the weekend was a window that appeared to be good for us to get notified and get started. And I think the latest thing I got today was telling us to keep an eye on Monday, the 8th, or Tuesday. In other words, we were told another 4 days from today. Another 4 days. That could be, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Could be Monday or Tuesday. Now, that lines up. Remember I told you, I have one source that's kind of put it a little further out, more like Monday to Wednesday in that time frame? Well, as time goes by, I know that eventually the further timeline will agree with the most recent, which was Thursday to Sunday, and now Monday or Tuesday. I mean, guys, this thing, I think the best thing we can do is, keep our eyes open for it, watch for our emails. But at the same time, we have to look at this one day at a time. Just do it that way. And that's what I have to do because, I've got intel that's telling me more like first part of next week, and then we had intel Tuesday that said Thursday to Sunday. Now, if we get kicked off on Nisara and Jisara over the weekend, if we get the dinar showing up Saturday or Sunday on the front page of the Forex, if we get anything kicked out in the way of Doge or the rebate checks, then I think we're off and running. I think those are great indicators. And certainly if we do happen to get an EBS announcement, which I haven't heard the latest on that yet, but that's a possibility of getting the EBS announcement, that could clear the way for us to get started as well. And I contend that the Doge payments, R&R, the dividends, those are cover for those of us who have currencies that are going into exchange. Because why? Everybody, overall, not every person, but a lot of people will have money and will be getting paid, essentially, at the same time over, a week's period of time, let's say. And maybe it starts this weekend. Maybe it starts, tomorrow. Who knows? But whenever it does start, that's a good indicator that we are right there and we're going to get our notifications and set our appointments and get started. So I think those are good indicators for us. And I think that's going to be what we need to see. Now, some people have even said, one of our sources says, we don't have to have the dinar up on the Forex before the exchanges start. It could go after the exchanges start and show up on the Forex, the foreign exchange trading site, the Forex. And I thought, oh, great. So it could be before or it could be after. I think everybody's ready. I think everybody's getting ready. I know we are ready. I know Sue is ready. Bob is ready. We're all ready to go with this. If we can just hang in there a little bit longer, I think we're going to see God bring this through for us. Now, speaking of what you might be interested in, you know, a lot of people have seen the email that we put out for Sue to get the MedBed 100, the MB100 in the subject line. And if you're somebody who is interested in getting into the MedBed, you really should pick this audio, two-class audio up as an email, as links on the email that you click on and listen to. It's not video, it's audio, because it's the audio of the two classes. Each class was about an hour and a half long, so you got about 3 hours of information and teaching and meditation and everything that Sue put together for that class. And people love it. We've had a lot of testimonials that Sue has received, and she's read a lot of those on the big call. So what you want to do is send her, starting tonight, because she's caught up on that, and the class is underway, so now it's time to focus attention on the MedBed 100s again. So the MedBed 100, or MB100, is $100. You get it by sending Sue an email, and the email address is integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Now send her that email, but let her know, yes, I have PayPal, or no, I don't have PayPal. Put that in the body of the email, and put also your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you. Normally, you'll get everything by email, and you'll be able to respond to it. When you get your first one back, keep watching for further emails to come. She's going to get started. You want to send these out tonight or tomorrow. She's going to get started doing some of them on Sunday, and probably the bulk of them will be done on Monday. But she may get started and do some tomorrow, too. So she's got the class tomorrow night, and she's all in good preparation for the second part of Not a Class 2. So that'll be worth hearing about. I can't wait to hear that. But this is a great class. This MedBed 100 was just a great class for everybody with any interest in the MedBed, because it'll prepare you for what you need to know for the interview process before you slip into the MedBed. You'll have 15 to 20 minutes to let them know what it is you want to have done. Physically, mentally, emotionally, all kinds of things you can ask for. And so get that. It's going to be the best investment that you could make prior to getting into the MedBed. All right? So those are coming. They're ready for us. We just have to get started on the exchange first. We get our exchange done, boom, then we can get in those MedBeds pretty much right away. 5 or 6 days for most people. Dire need and ZIM holders get priority. That's just what they've decided. They want those of us who have ZIM to get in there because they know that, you know, our projects, we need to see them all the way through to completion. So they want us to be around for a while, quite a while. And we'll be able to do that. I've got plans to be around for quite a while. So that's our plan anyway. Other than that, we just have to keep an eye on this and just see when it does manifest for us. So let's go ahead and thank everybody. Sue, thank you so much again. Wonderful job, as always. Bob, really strong, excellent commentary from you as well. GCK, thank you for everything you've done with our projects, all the artwork. Pastor Scott, continued healing for you. Thank you for your continued support. Jeannie, same thing. Thank you for your continued support and sending those praise reports and prayers to us every Tuesday and Thursday night. It's very valuable. And then keep, everybody, keep Max in mind if you pray.
And Doug, so, Doug for doing all the engineering on
Doug.
The... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll get to him. I just don't want anybody to forget to remember to pray for Max and be in faith for a complete turnaround, a complete recovery, even though they've got him in an induced coma right now. It might just give him the time for us to get these exchanges done, and then he could get in, slip him into the med bed afterwards. Yes, Doug, thank you for all the help that you've given us. And, you know, all of you guys out there, the satellite team that gets the signal out all over the world, thank you for setting that up and hooking that up. And all of the sources that we have, which are getting quieter and quieter as time goes on, with more and more NDAs, but we just thank you that this process is underway. And it is a process. And remember the concept we talked about a couple of weeks ago, which was advances, bonds, currencies, ABC. And I believe they've got lines of credit that are set up or about to be set up to take care of us. And maybe all three will happen one right after the other. Maybe they'll happen almost simultaneously. We just don't know yet.
No.
But anyway, I just wanted to thank everybody for listening. And we'll see what develops over the weekend, and then we'll probably talk to everybody on Tuesday. Well, let's pray the call out. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. And who you were on this earth and who you still are as a resurrected Son of the Most High God. Thank you for salvation through faith. It is a gift of God. Thank you for the dispensation of grace that we're living in now. And thank you for everything that you give us every day. Thank you for everything that we have and what we're about to receive. Thank you for healing everybody that has a healing need on the big call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, well, let's go ahead and shut the recording off, and I'll say everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.